Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
Motion that we begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second is by Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is the... Make sure I've got everything on here. Is the Pledge of Allegiance and then a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing on the agenda, do we need to introduce ourselves? Oh, we have Greg. He's the newest person.
Greg Allen, Pico Tech. Nice to meet you.
I'm Mayor Stoneham.
I'm Bev West, City Clerk.
I'm Linda Beville, Road Commissioner.
Nice to meet you.
I'm
Jerry
Sanders,
the property
maintenance
commissioner.
Nice to meet you as well.
Dennis
Metcalf, Health and Safety Commissioner.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Robert
Dewey,
I'm counsel for the
city.
Nice to meet you.
And our other commissioner is Commissioner Maupin, and she's at home with some newborn kittens. So.
Congratulations.
They weren't hers. She found them on the back steps. So. Anyhow, the March 18th city meeting minutes were passed along and posted on the website. Is there any additional corrections that need to be made to it? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes? Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. The March City Financial Reports. Those were also distributed, and the portion that needs to be posted was posted on the website. Is there any additional corrections need to be it? Dan's not here tonight, tax day, so he'll be working until midnight. So I hear a motion to accept the March 2025 financial reports.
Make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The invoice stuff is going around. All right. The first thing, on the invoices, we do have something. There's been a suggestion made that we need to include the invoice number on the cover page. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes, I think because when we get invoices like with Mo Better, that for their it's $1,800 and you've got.
Yeah, right. They get mixed up in.
They get mixed up. And
so do I hear a motion to make this a standard practice of putting the invoice numbers on the expense cover sheet? Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Legal now. Okay, the first thing on here is the bids, and then I asked the bidders to come back this evening to answer any additional questions or make their pitch or whatever they want to do. Is there anybody beside me that has additional questions? I'm such a pain. Okay. Okay. In the past, and I'll address this to Rumpke first, okay, you've had CPI adjustments in your contract. But in the one that we got, it's not in there now. Is the pricing that you've given us, the pricing for the full 3 years?
I think, let's see.
You want to see your...
Yeah, I'm going to look over it. I don't know if they had it stated as PPI or if it was just like a 4% or something like that.
All they put in here was 3 years worth of pricing.
Are you going to ask about the dumpsters?
Yeah, I'll burn that up.
Yeah, so that would be the adjustment. The adjustment's on there. So there would be no additional like CPI increase. Those would be the rates.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. All right. Also, on the bid specs, it had 4 dumpsters for Trace Condos. And I know you bid it at per dumpster, okay, because that's how I figured the numbers that I got, okay? But in your contract, it's stating 3. And again, this is a sample contract. This is what I forgot to tell you. It's a sample contract.
And it was, the existing actual contract that we sent. So what's on there is what we're doing currently.
Oh,
was at the start of that contract.
Yeah, okay. At the start of that contract. But we got 4 cotton. We got 4 dumpsters over there now. Okay. All right. Same thing to you, Greg. Are the pricing that you have for Ecotec the fixed pricing for the next 3 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I just listed on there as the total to make it simple.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for doing that, by the way, because that's something cities have needed to do for quite some time, is put adjusters in there for inflation, for CPI. That's the reason a lot of people have seen huge jumps in their contracts because of the law of Kentucky and looking at it, anything over $40,000 would justify a bid. You'd have companies spending a lot of capital and going out and getting equipment just for these contracts.
Right.
And that's why you've seen prices that stayed the same for 20 and 30 years in some cases.
Okay.
So that helps you all.
Right. Well, it's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why when we put that together, we was trying to get something so we could have a fixed budget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I thank everybody that put the bid in for having a fixed price for each of the 3 years, okay? All right. All right. This goes to both of y'all, okay? Some of the COWH, which is City of Worthington Hills residents, don't follow the limitations and restrictions on the amount or how they place their trash at the curb. How do your drivers handle these situations? I'll let Rumpke go first.
We're probably going to tell you the same thing. Yeah.
Well, one with ours is you already kind of know as far as what we do and what drivers, you know.
I think somebody's tipped the friggin' driver off, because for the last 2 pickups when I've been outside, the driver stopped and asked me if I wanted to put my trash in, okay? Because I don't put trash out every week, all right? It's just me, okay? So apparently they know where the mayor lives, okay? So
that's very common.
Well, I try to stay incognito. You know, this is how I dress. I don't wear a suit.
It's way too late for that, Mayor.
I don't wear a suit around.
Way too late for that.
Anyhow, do your guys pretty much are they pretty lenient?
They are some agreement. What it really comes down to, if you have some habitual offenders that are putting out 20 bags in excess, you're going to get a call from our reps. One will reach out to them if we have their contact information, try to let them know. Of course, if they do that, more than likely, you're probably going to get a call from that resident complaining that we said something, but we want to reach out to them and let them know and tell them you can't get additional cans. That's why it's in there. You're paying for a service. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you go to the grocery store and you get a gallon of milk and decide, hey, I want three today.
Yeah.
You don't just pick up three and just go in there and pay for one.
Right.
That's kind of where it is. And it's nice to be able to take care of them. And our guys do get to know the residents, which ones do it, which ones don't.
Right.
And if they've got capacity, Chris will tell you the same thing. Especially when it comes around holiday time for the, you know, Christmas.
Yeah,
those guys will take anything and everything because they're worried about their tips.
I know.
But
yeah.
Yes, they will do their part, but if it gets terrible, no.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is there's a lot of seniors and single people, you know, people that are one person households in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And like myself, I put that trash out once a month. And I put recycling out maybe once every 3 weeks, okay?
Sure.
So it kind of balances out between those who abuse and those who don't do anything, okay? And that's the reason why I asked the question is because, you know, the contracts stipulate what it stipulates,
right?
Okay? I'm just trying to make sure that when we make a decision, we know that there's flexibility, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I just had a question. I'll think about it here in a second. All right. Okay, for Ecotech. COWH now offers one large item per address per week, but requires the residents to abide by the listed restrictions and to call Rumpke's 800 number to notify them of the address and the item. What's your plan on addressing this change to once a month to our residents? And to add to that, is it a certain week during the month, or do they call a number for a once-a-month pickup?
They call our local office, like call 502-935-1130, and tell them they have a bulk pickup. Just ask them, obviously, to do so before that pickup day. And it wouldn't be just that set week. Now, if the city wanted to be a set week during the month, to make it easier for you all and have some type of standardization, no problem. But usually to make it easier for residents where you're not having people complain,
right,
hey, I need something picked up this week, then they just call it.
Okay.
We track that.
Well, that's what I was concerned about is whether, in my mind, being able to call the number and have them pick up is a much more reasonable way of doing it rather than have a specified week, because trust me, they don't call the 800 number and we still have couches sitting out there the following week, okay?
Just the day before.
Okay.
Now, I mean, if it's something special, the one thing we'll normally do, if it's something really large that wouldn't fit in the back of a rear load truck, because normally the bulk items are going to go in a rear load truck or a cradle can, we would actually send a grapple truck out. And we would tell that resident, well, if they called in and said, hey, I've got this 600-pound dresser or some of this huge carryall that we need to put out, we'd tell them we'd send the grapple truck and we'd inform them what day we could do it, so that then it wouldn't just sit out there the entire time. But if it could actually fit in the normal truck that's coming by, it would be picked up on Wednesday if that was the service day.
Okay, again, this is for Ecotech. Okay. Because we had this problem back in 22. All right. We're going to make a decision. And it's now 2.5 months before the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the resources, if you win the bid, to start it on for the July?
Yes.
Effective date?
Yes, we have the totals ready available.
How did your Minnesota trip go?
Minnesota trip went great.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Okay.
Great company. Very interesting.
There was something else that I was thinking of, and now I forgot. It had to do with bulk, but I don't remember. Oh! Are you going... In the bid specs,
mm-hmm.
both of y'all, it had the had to do with notifying the people, our citizens, prior to July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I don't know exactly. I have the mailing list. Well, I have the information. I have the street addresses, and in the city and state, obviously, is all the same with the ZIF, okay? Is there going to be, how soon would you put, I'm assuming you'd do any kind of mailing in June to let them know the change that's going to happen or what's going to, because if we decide to change the type of services we get, it doesn't matter who we choose. It's going to have to be, notified, period.
Sure.
Is that going to be feasible?
No, that's not a problem. You have a mailing list, that's the easiest.
Yeah, it's an Excel file. Yeah, it's an Excel file.
Yeah, we would send everything out. We would mail it out to them. And more than likely, we'd do that twice.
Okay.
Just to make sure they got it. Now, some cities have them, not all of them do. They have some email lists and stuff, too, if they haven't become that, or if you have Nextdoor, or...
We don't do Nextdoor either.
Or any of those, okay. Yeah. Or any of those things. If you
yeah.
But we would put it on our website.
It will be on the website, yeah. It would be on the website. We would make an announcement that we're making changes with our waste disposal.
Sure.
Okay.
So they know it's not just an ad coming through.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the biggest, she hit the nail on the head. That's the biggest thing, Commissioner. You get people that just see some mail, they never even read it, and they just
talk. We put the Rumpke flyer out on what can go in the trash, and it's on the trash bin, the boot, and they still
don't tell you they didn't see
pay it. No attention to it. And that's another thing. If we stay with the recycling, I've been driving the city on Fridays to see what's going on. All right, before the trash man get there, and it's kind of hard to see in the dark. Okay, but there are people that continually put stuff in the recycling bin in a plastic bag. Is that an issue? I've never got a straight answer over it.
Yeah, as far as you know. You know, it ends up going into our facility, so we see that when it comes. So it does still continue to happen. We try to say put it in loose because it gets tied up in our pulley system and things, you know, as far as when those bags come in. But what we do is there are people that are on the line when it first comes in, and they're ripping them open and then store them. And actually, we don't advertise it. We do end up save them up and put them into recycling, you know, because there is an outlet for it, but we don't advertise it because we don't want them
right
put in there like that. So, but we are sending them to
recycling. Well, see, the reason why I asked is last week on a particular problem child, okay, I saw the recycling bin overflowing with stuff that was in a plastic bag. White plastic bag. You couldn't tell if it was recycling or not. Okay. And that concerns me is because it's marked right on the green bin as recycling. And they just, I don't know what it is. They just refuse to use the recycling bin correctly is part of that. The other thing on these recycling bins, and I'm about to test something on mine, is loose papers end up on the street. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm thinking about doing is taking a plastic trash bag and taping it, and then when I put the stuff in, I pull the opening of the plastic bag so that when it gets dumped, it's skirted. And I'm gonna see if that works. Okay. Because I may patent it. Okay.
Yeah, I think with papers that's you know. That's fine. That's understandable to do. And even if it was like a Kroger type bag, because it is more of a recyclable product going there, and you put it, you had shredded paper you put in there.
No, it's not shredded paper. That's just I'm talking about regular envelopes and everything else. Everything just. And I'm being a single guy. I hardly ever do anything other than on paper. Okay, Even my jars, I get most everything in jars, so it all goes in there. So that's what my big concern is when that envelopes and stuff are in there, on a good windy day like today, as soon as it goes over the top, it's this way, you know?
You should have serviced the bingo hall.
Yeah.
That we had to put all the pull tabs in
there. Oh, gee. Yeah.
But now, if the other thing with plastic bags, what we've only told people too, if you really want to help recyclers, is the clear. The thin clear plastic bags, because then they can actually see what it is.
Okay.
And then you also don't have neighbors that you have. And I get it. You're paying for a service. You want to recycle. You got a lot of people want to do the right thing. And if they see white bags in a recycling can, there's no way to count how many times we get calls from residents saying, oh, well, they're commingling because they're dumping something, or you confuse a trash driver or
right.
a recycling driver
right.
that sees something that they're dumping because it looks to be trash. And they're trying to do the
right thing. Right.
So, yes, you can put them in plastic, but that's one thing we always try to encourage them is clear.
Okay.
Now, are they going to follow that? No. And at the end of the day, all of our guys are really trained to dump. You got a yellow lid recycling can, it's going in the recycling truck.
Right.
You know, we can't control what's in there unless the lid's open and you see for sure, oh, here's, you know, a bunch of wood stuck in there from yard waste debris and stuck out there. That's something that a lot of people say, well, can I just use that can for something else or for trash when I don't have recycling? Mm-hmm. No, because all you're doing is causing a headache for it.
Is this just one family or is it throughout?
It's throughout the city, but there's one in particular.
Well, then maybe just
it's not something we want to get involved in. Okay,
well,
I'll put it that way.
Talking about it?
Because I wanted to bring it up to make sure that it does have an issue. But as far as the city getting involved with it, it's not our problem, okay? It's the trash vendor's problem. I just want to make them aware of that does happen in the city of Worthington Hills.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
There's not a city out there that doesn't.
I know, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Is there any other questions anybody's thought of while I've been rambling on? If not, are we ready to vote? And if guys don't want to hang around with the vote, that's fine too. Okay? So, some people just feel uncomfortable. Okay? So, anyhow, has everybody got the figures I gave them? And, okay, we've got three different options on the table. Okay? And we're going to stick with the four dumpsters at Trace Condos. Okay? There have been talk to go to three, but we're going to stick to the four. Do we want to stay with... Option one is what we're currently doing. We have trash, recycling, and yard waste weekly. Option two was... the every other week on, I think it's yard waste and for recycling. And option three is doing away with everything other than just putting trash, you know, just having everything under trash, period. So option one is trash, recycling, yard waste. Option two is once weekly trash service, bi-weekly recycling, and bi-weekly yard waste between April 1st and November 15th. And
no, just yard waste for those months. Recycling stays.
Right, bi-weekly. Right. Just yard waste between April 1st and November 15th. And then option three was once weekly trash disposal service, and in that case, we would have two 96-gallon rolling trash bins. On the other two options, we would get a trash bin and a recycling bin. Do you charge extra to your residents or to the residents to have an extra trash bin if they call and ask for one?
Yes, on that. If they're going to have one, they would get an additional one, yes.
Okay, but don't charge it to the city.
No, it would be for the residents.
Okay.
The resident would be
okay.
For that, whether it's recycling or trash.
Okay.
That would be up to them to pay. If they don't pay that, then that
right.
it gets taken away.
That was my request. Yeah. That was a question that I had to think about. Okay.
Sure.
So, has anybody got any particular one, you know, what they want to do?
I would be in favor of option two.
Option two?
Mm-hmm. Which is the bi-week trash every week and then biweekly recycling and yard waste.
Okay. Does anybody else have a particular one? I'm all for the second one too. So, what do you think, Commissioner Resendez? You're the new one in the neighborhood.
Option two.
Option two, fine with you? Okay, so we've got three option twos to take the vote on. Okay, is that what we want to do, Commissioner Metcalf?
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I have recycling every, I mean, a full can every week, but
we do too.
I can live with
Well, you can borrow mine.
Yeah.
Just bring your recycling down to me.
I'd offer you mine, but I don't have one.
So the motion's on the table for option two, okay?
I would like for us to go with Ecotec.
Okay, Ecotec. I'm for Ecotec. What are you, Christina?
One week. So option two doesn't include biweekly yard waste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's biweekly. Biweekly, every other week.
Every other week.
It's 2 weeks a month. And what do you do on the months that they've got 5 weeks?
Still get picked up.
Okay.
You go every other week. Otherwise, you talk about a headache.
Okay. Okay. It's every other week. So the recycling and the yard waste would be picked up on the same week.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that explain?
And there's no recycling every 2 weeks also?
Yeah. So you got trash every week.
Oh, okay.
Trash is every week.
Yeah, trash
is
every week.
Here, take this down to her, so she can see what option two is.
Oh, okay. I'm okay.
Okay, you okay with that? Okay. So we got two votes for Ecotec. So, Commissioner McCaff, what do you say?
Ecotec.
That's three. That's a majority. Commissioner Resendez?
Ecotec.
So, Mr. Pierce, I'm sorry to say.
No, it's okay. We appreciate serving the city over the years, and if it goes out for bid another time, just keep us in mind. And
yeah,
we'll be there, as well as just looking at last dates. I'll work with Greg, and we'll have basically our last Thursday will be that last Friday of the month, and we'll come, after they're empty, we come along behind and pick those
okay.
up.
Okay, all right. I appreciate your cooperation. Okay,
we've done this just a time or two.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we've done it both ways.
And Chris and Rump here, he's at work with Todd and Rump. Republicans even work with all of them.
Well,
we all know each other.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was when I was in insurance, selling insurance with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. You know, all the reps knew one another, and we all were cooperative. We always go to, a group meeting, and we'd all have our separate tables and pray like we got the most. So I appreciate y'all coming out. And
thank you for always answering my phone calls when I was utility commissioner. I appreciate that. I really do.
We appreciate the prompt responses that we got, and things change over the years. And again, 3 years down the line, if it doesn't work out with Ecotec, and here again is their contract lets us out right away. If we have a problem, We basically, may be giving you a call. Who knows,
But we'll be there and past experience.
Yeah, we don't want to. Let me tell you what. So, again, we thank you for all the years of service. We've had you since 2017. So, it's been 8 long years. And we appreciate everything you all done. Your drivers are wonderful. Some of them don't pick up the trash when it falls out, but it's usually something that's blown with the wind, you know. So we appreciate it, and thank you very much. And Greg, I'll be in touch with you so we can get this contract finalized.
Okay. We'll get everything over to you. Anything you need on that, like Chris said, we'll make it seamless. It's not difficult. You tell us if you prefer, because we've had cities, neighborhoods go both ways. If you want to actually have the toters delivered before they remove theirs, that's not a problem. We could have that done before just to make sure nobody got the last. Or we could schedule it the same day. Same day you get some people.
When do you, have you ever, you're going to do a Wednesday trash day? From what I understand.
Yeah, I believe that was the day we booked. I'll make sure.
Okay.
I'll have that for you.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, because when we talked to Connor last time,
that was
a positive for me. Okay, because this was one of the things that we really wanted to start with. We've had it Wednesday until Rumpke took over.
We had it on Fridays.
Right.
I think we spoke about that Fridays. It's the worst because we still do it because none of us want to have a driver come in just to pay him overtime in case something was missed or heaven forbid anything happens where you're down and you're
right
in the city or, you know, you've got a weather event like we've had recently.
Well, the other thing is the residents go out, go on vacation or whatever. Yeah. You know, if the trash day's on Friday, it doesn't get, you know, some of the trash bins never get off the curb. But you know, the most of them are gone. Right. The wind, we've had them blow across the street, you know. Dennis and I went out after the storms and had to move the trash can back to where we thought they were. So, again, the thing is, we prefer to have the trash cans there beforehand.
Sure.
Okay. Because if you're going to do a Wednesday, if you could have them there on the, that's a problem with having them on Friday because it's they'll scream and holler if they don't have a trash bin.
Oh, we didn't have them.
Okay.
That's easy.
So if you can put them out there the week, the last of their service week, which is
last Friday in June would be the 27th. So our first pickup day would be Wednesday the 2nd. And what I would do to make it easy just to start for everybody, unless you all have a preference otherwise, that would also be that Wednesday we would pick up trash, yard waste, and recycling. And then it'd be every other week going forward. And I'll get you a calendar, too. We always do that for the city. Not that you can't
right
do it yourself, but we found that.
Well, if we can...
And just highlight what those days would be. And if there's any holiday, 4th of July, 8th of fall, or Monday, obviously... Memorial Day, Labor Day, you won't be picked up on Thursday. 4th of July this year wouldn't affect you because of where it falls. So.
The thing is if I can get a calendar, then I can put it on the website,
yeah,
okay, so that they can go looking at it, okay? Mm-hmm. I can also, if you've got something that has your instructions on the large item pickup,
absolutely,
okay, that would be nice to have on there so that, because I'll have the page come up. Okay.
Sure.
Have them link on it and have it come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Easy enough.
All right. And so work with me promptly on the contracting,
yeah,
and then let us see the mailer so that we can approve it.
Sure, what you want. And if there's anything in particular
right
you
right
want to put in or something you want to
right
put in, absolutely.
We'll have our next meeting is in May.
Okay.
So if we can have it by that meeting. See what day it is.
Yeah.
I think it's.
You have Susan's email address, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll do.
Our next meeting's 20th of May.
Okay.
So if we can have the preliminary so we can look at it and basically. We'll look at it. If you can get it to me beforehand, I can get it to them so that we can put some input on it. That way, by the city meeting on the 20th, then we can basically get it approved so that we can get your two mailings that you want to do done.
You'll have it on next week.
Okay.
You'll have it before Monday. You've got plenty of time to look
okay
at it. And that way, if we need to make any changes, run another draft by you.
Okay. Great.
So that's simple.
Okay.
Already got those drawn up, so that's an easy thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out. It really helped having these answers that I had thought about. I was busy doing calculations last time, so I wasn't able to really think about much other than multiplications and divisions and everything else. Okay. So again, thank you for taking your time coming out. We appreciate the opportunity to work with you and to also look forward to it.
As do we look forward to servicing you all. Hopefully everything goes as smoothly and even smoother with Rumpke.
Okay.
I'm sure you've met Connor, of course. Huh. Connor's always there, obviously. If you can't reach Connor on anything you all email, I always ask people to copy both of us just in case. I still look at everything and make sure it's taken care of.
I didn't bring up, you were the only company that called that didn't have an automated attendant.
We don't do that.
Okay.
We bought stuff on our own, or some people brought it up and said we can get rid of a rep for that. It's like, we don't have that many rep customer service reps anyway. There's no point.
Right.
So that's something we don't despise.
Right. And I appreciate that because I never did get through to waste management. I couldn't find them. I couldn't get a sales button or anything. So,
you'd be calling indoor.
Huh?
You'd be calling indoor. Indoor India is where
you're. Oh, is that what it'd be? Oh, geez.
They outsourced to India for the
past. Okay. So, anyhow, thank you again. And
you're
we look forward to working with you, okay?
Yeah, if there's anything else you all need, any more questions that come up on something that pop up, by all means, you know how to reach out to us. Please feel free to do so. And we'll make sure this stuff goes smooth
okay.
for you all.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. Thank you for your service.
I appreciate
you. Absolutely. Y'all have a nice evening.
You too. Okay. The next thing on here, and I want to address this matter with Mr. DeWeese here, is we had two residents that are taking and putting their business, their lawn care service, mm-hmm. they're bringing the lawn care waste over to our city in bags.
Okay.
And they're using our lawn care disposal. Is there anything we can do to alleviate this problem? Because what my big concern is we don't know where this stuff is coming from. And
how much is it? Is it a significant amount?
It's 15, 20 bags every week.
And it's going to
they put it in front of their house and let our garbage people
yeah.
pick it up.
Okay.
And we know the one house doesn't have that kind of yard waste because there's no trees.
They own the house.
Yeah.
I could send it.
The big concern that I have is they're bringing yard waste
mm-hmm.
that could be diseased across town.
Yeah.
Okay. Which we have had to alleviate, remove 40 trees, elm trees, over the last 7 years. And now we're getting into other trees that are being infected or rotting. Okay, and I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying it's a contributing factor.
There might be a way to get codes involved too if they're operating.
I asked them.
They wouldn't do it. I mean, if you want to send me the addresses, I'll.
Okay. Well, I've got the
threatening letter.
I've got their information.
Okay.
Okay. Because one of them lives on my street. The other one lives on her street. And
I think it's in
Dennis and I had stopped once. And even, didn't we stop once and talk to the one guy and ask him to quit bringing his yard waste into our city?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He said, we told him that they could be, well, I studied, you know, what is it, arboring or whatever it is. You know, I got it. You know, that was a business degree or something. Give me some excuse and just ignore this, okay? But, you know, anyhow, I just want to. Is everybody okay with Mr. Ruiz addressing this with a letter to the people? I've got the company name too.
Okay.
Okay. I've got all the information you need to know. Okay.
If you can see, I'll take care of it.
Is there any problem?
I mean, all he can do is ask.
That's all he can do.
I mean, you know, he can't make them do it.
Right. Right.
I'll have to look and see if I can make them do it for that. I don't know of a method right now. But
that's what I'm saying, though. If it comes from you, you're more likely to pay attention to it.
Right. Yeah. They'll know who's instigated it, too.
They probably already do.
But, you know, they'll hear about it on the if they listen to the tape, too. All right. No solicitating matter. What?
I've not heard back.
Okay. Well, like I said, we had the ABC officer's phone numbers, so it's just a matter of it. If it gets to be persistent. And, again, I don't understand why they're out there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when we got working folks out. You know,
they don't go house to house.
Yeah.
Then they walk a block or two, and then walk up to a house.
Right. And they're carrying them tablets.
Yeah.
And I've went over the security risks on those tablets before. So, all right. Next thing is the first read on the tax ordinance. Okay. And I've got. We don't have a choice. This is statute requirement to make a first read and then a second read. Okay. Oh, the one's mine. Alright. There's probably an extra one in Susan. Anyhow.
You got one, Dad?
Yeah, okay. She's got. I made sure we have one. Alright. Ordinance number one, series 2025, City of Warrington Hills, Kentucky, a tax ordinance for fiscal year. Okay, I didn't get that one, but that's the reason why we have first read, okay? From July 1, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. I don't know how I missed that. I got all the rest of them.
You do that again, Buster, and you're out of here.
All right. Be it ordained by the City of Warrington Hills, City in parentheses, commission that. Section 1, pertinent to KRS 92.520, parentheses 4, City adopts the land and improvement valuations of Jefferson County Property Valuation Administrator. Section 2, a per $100 .1794 city ad valorem tax to be combined land and improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2025. Section 3, a per $100.75 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundaries shall be assessed as of July 1, 2025. Now, let me explain that one. It has to be declared abandoned. We do not have any declared abandoned land in City of Warrington Hills currently, but this paragraph is in here specifically for anything that we get considered abandoned. Okay? Section 4, these tax levies are necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay budgeted city expenses for the 2025-2026 fiscal year to properly govern the city for the residents' benefit. Section 5, the tax payment schedule for city properties is the base tax reduced by 2% if paid before August 1, 2025. Next, the base tax when paid in August 2025. Next, the base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid in September 2025. Next, the base tax plus 12% of the base tax plus 2% monthly of the base tax plus a $50 administration fee plus attorney and recording fees if paid after September 30th, 2025. Section 6. The ordinance effective date is July 1, 2025, and we're looking to pass and approve by the City Commission during the May 20th, 2025 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law. Okay? Everything in here, the only things that's going to be changed are the dates and that property tax valuation. As I told you, that's a projection based off of what we're allowed to do off of last year's tax assessment, property tax or property assessment. Our rates keep going up. Everything that we do constantly going up. And until things start leveling off, and I'm about to talk about something else, but this is what the tax rate is, what is projected, and I gave you on the back of the sheet is the way that I was able to come up with that. I basically took, see that percentage of change, it's on the right, okay? The first top three, or the top two numbers, is how I calculate it. I took the property values from last year and added that 1.03 that we got last year for the land and the improvements, the same thing. I did the same percentage on it to come up with the projections for 25. That's probably not going to be right, but it was a starting point. So when we get the PVA information on, I believe it's the 25th of April, I'll be able to take, all these numbers are on the one page, and I'll send you a copy of the pay, and you know, a copy of the information where I get it. Well, give me the numbers that go on land, they go on improvements, they go on exemptions, for both homestead and disability. And that bottom number is what, that's on the grand total, is what all these projections are based off of. So, with that said, is there any questions? Okay. Lindsay, Commissioner Bevere, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You just got your arm crossed, and that's a...
I'm just sitting here.
All right. All right. All right. Is there any questions on the tax ordinance? Okay.
You thought I was going to fuss at you, didn't you?
I have no idea. I wouldn't play cards with you for any reason in the world. I don't play cards anymore.
I know when I'm whooped.
Okay. Okay. All right. Nobody's whooped. Okay. So, with that said, we've got the first read done. So, next month we'll have the second read and the final numbers, hopefully. Okay. All right. I know this is a very sensitive area, but again, you've had a month to talk, you know, and look over it. This is on the resolution that I introduced last month, declaring the city of Worthington Hills is not a sanctuary city. And expressing its intent to cooperate with federal law enforcement where practical, including on matters relating to immigration and drug laws. This is pretty generic, okay? It's the whole, and I sent you a lot of information, or I sent that last week, because I wanted you to look at some of the stuff that's been going on, okay? The big thing is, we're in Jefferson County, and they are not up front. They're not classified as a sanctuary city. They're just classified as they don't out and out cooperate with the federal government without being asked. Okay? I have Detective Mason here today because I sent you some information. Detective Mason back the first year that we were that I was mayor actually had a traffic stop. You remember it?
Jonelle.
Huh?
The guy on Jonelle.
Yeah. And can you just explain what happened? Cause
yeah, I mean, it's not abnormal for people to, obviously, if they don't have ID, they don't have insurance, I mean, they'll just tell me, like, I'm illegal. Like, I'm not supposed to be in the U.S. So we'll charge them, and half the time they don't show up to court, or if they do show up to court, they don't, not much happens. They'll give them a small fine, and, you know, they keep driving without a license and insurance, and obviously when they get in a wreck, that causes major problems, especially if someone's injured or killed. But yeah, it happens a lot in Louisville.
So this is just basically a deterrent. We want to be able to publicize it, and hopefully when people start looking, when they're now moving out of these sanctuary cities because the, you know, ICE and everybody has come cracking down on them, a lot of them aren't going back to their home country. They are basically moving to other places in the United States. And my intent with this was to get this publicized so that we can basically give them notification. And it also, I have this also that I want to hand out. This is a listing of all our rental properties. Okay? And on the last page of it, now I'm not saying all rental properties have illegal immigrants living in it. Okay? What I want to show you is these numbers. It's on the last page. Okay? Resident owned properties. These are where they're living.
All of these?
No, these are rental properties, okay? Okay. 524. They're not in this list. Okay? Rented owned properties. There's 133 in this list. Okay? Which has a total of residential properties within City of Worthington Hills of 657. We have 19 suites up in the business building. So our total amount of items billed out is 676. Okay? But the percent of residential ownership is 79.76%. The percent of rental ownership is 20.24. That is, there's a lot of uncontrolled, we don't have residents controlling the property. We have a lot of these people, and the reason why I printed this out was so that you look at the addresses. The addresses where the mailings go out doesn't show the state, but I can tell you that a lot of these cities, and what I'm going to do is when I get the PDA list, I'm going to do the same thing. Only I'm going to include the state and zip code on it. A lot of these are under national property management companies, and they don't care. I mean, they basically, you know, somebody buys a property, put a rental management company on it, and we're the ones that end up paying the price.
I just had last night a homeowner said the unit above me is leaking water. So we called the owner. It's upstairs in the rental property. The owner tells us to call his handyman. I said, no, I don't work that way. We contact the homeowner. It's your responsibility to contact your handyman, not ours. Now get out here and do your job.
Right.
You know, but we run into this all the time over there.
Right.
Also, something else. Same, if you look at the mailing address, you'll have the mailing address with different names.
Right.
Like O-Box Realty, and then the person's name. It's the same people. They just got all these different names.
The one particular one on here, this one on the first page, they are really good property owners. The one that's got the Tazewell properties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have spoken to them. I have emailed them. And anytime that they appreciate us keeping an eye on those properties over there. They're locally owned, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? They do a really good job of taking care of issues when it's brought to their attention. So, There are good tenant real estate owners on this list. The ones that really concern me is when we get these out-of-state ones. And we've, in the last 6 months, we've had about 8 properties sold, and I think only 2 of them ended up being bought by somebody that's going to live there. That's the reason why when I get this new list, I'll just see how many more rental properties we ended up with from last year. So this is one of my pet projects, okay? I just find it really interesting because it affects everybody's property values. And if we don't keep up with and try to maintain good relationships with our owners, I mean, they're ready to move out. I mean, and that's not what we want, because if they're moving out, there's a good chance that some rental company's going to buy the property, because our properties are low price compared to what's going on in the rest of the nation. And with us being so close to Ford plant, it's important that we have some sort of level of interest in trying to do the best we can with what we got. And this resolution is strictly to try to deter people from coming into Worthington Hills that aren't legally here or are doing drugs. I mean, this is also includes anybody doing drugs, and we got a real drug problem, you know, in the United States. So again, I'm making a motion that we approve this resolution as is, Resolution 1, Series 2025. And does anybody have any discussion they want to go over?
No, I'll second your motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Babel. Okay, what I've done on the back of here, I'm going to pass this around, and then when it gets back up to me, I'll be the first one to do it. Okay, on the back, you can sign your name and date it. What's today's date? The 4/15. And mark the Y is for yes, yay. The N is for no or nay. Okay? And once it gets back up to me, then I'll go ahead and read it off. Not a secret ballot. It's just I want to do it this way. It just makes it easier since we got to do it anyhow. And what I'll do is I'll make a copy of this and email it to you.
Okay.
Okay. So you have it for your file down there.
I'll get it to Abby.
Yeah, I'll get it to Abby.
I didn't even know there was a Tazewell Properties LLC.
They just bought the properties. They went on for selling.
Mm-hmm.
And they go around the corner. Yeah. They go to the opening to that apartment complex.
I wonder what they're going to do with those townhouses.
Somebody's going to sell them. Somebody's going to sell them. Okay. It's been passed around, and we have 4 yes votes. Signatures, the Robert A. Stone, the mayor, Dennis Metcalf, city commissioner, Linda Babel, city commissioner, and Christina Resendez, commissioner. All signed and dated today. I'm going to sign that. Mr. DeWeese is signing the page now, and we'll have the city clerk sign, and then we'll have a signed resolution. And we'll, that's official, the resolution passed, and we'll start, I'll put something on the website, and anything we do, we'll let all the commission know about it. Okay? All right, moving right along. Derby City Protection Contract.
Oh, wait, are you still
here? Here, you can put that in the file. I'm just gonna make a copy and put signed stuff on it. Okay. All right. Detective Mason, Dennis, and myself had a lunch meeting. Was it last Friday or the Friday before? The Friday before. Who knows? Oh, it was the 4th, so it was Friday before. And there's a couple of things that came out. And one of the things is contract time's coming up. So naturally I asked Tate, what are we looking at? So Tate, you can take it from here.
All right. There is an increase in the hourly rate, unfortunately, but we didn't increase last year. But the increase would be $20 an hour increase. And I can explain why if you all are interested. That's just kind of where we're at for filling off-duty jobs.
Isn't it your off-duty rate that you pay your employees, your contractors, is less than what they would get for overtime with LMPD, from my understanding, right?
I mean, it depends on how long they've been on, but we have unlimited overtime still. So guys are working just overtime every day, and they don't have to worry about taxes and stuff. Working when they work off duty, they have to set aside taxes, so they would just prefer to work overtime, and it goes towards their pension.
And you have a problem getting people to work in Worthington Hills because we want them to work. Okay, we're much more on top of things than I would say other cities are.
Anybody would know that if they read those reports that you send us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm amazed at the number of traffic stops there are, the number of citations that are being written. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
But you all are, I don't agree with it. You all are the only neighborhood that expects the police to do anything. Like, my neighborhood has off duty through another company, and they sit at the clubhouse and sleep or watch Netflix, and they know about it, but so all the other small cities, they don't expect anything. So it's hard to get this filled too, just because they're like, well, I can go work in another neighborhood and sleep or watch Netflix. So I don't know why neighborhoods allow that, but
so
they do.
We had another discussion, and I bring this up because the fact that we've had Tate's company since 2017 also. And since 2019, okay, Dennis and I put the heat on Tate, okay, in his organization. They can't sit out here and do absolute nothing. It's just not going to work, okay, because, you know, there's just too much that happens. You see it on the cop shows all the time where, you know, and, you know, I know they pick and choose what action they have on those things, but even in the movie SWAT, everybody seen the movie SWAT? If not, they have where they pull a vehicle over, okay, for a taillight out, if I remember right. And it's a foreigner who's over here visiting. And anyhow, what it comes down to, he's a wanted international terrorist, which is not something that we could expect in Worthington Hills. But even back in 19 when Robbie was doing the patrolling out here, he stopped a vehicle up by the flagpole with a headlight out. Come find out, the guy had robbed a bank in Columbus, Ohio. So we do get criminals through Worthington Hills. And
you
if you don't
know when you're going to pull over a tenant.
That's right. Now, and it's just as dangerous for the police officer too.
It is,
and we accept that. Okay, that's, you know, one of the things that, again, I thought up, and this goes back, I think I first started talking about it last December in one of our meetings. How do we put a fire under the police officers to want to actually get active in doing more than just the what they do now. Okay? It's like anything else. It's a business thing. All right?
Well, I'm sure a lot of them are burned out already.
Well, they're burned out because the judicial system won't do anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I brought this at the meeting, and again, talked to Dennis, but what if, in addition to having them patrol and just do what they normally do, we have what I call the remuneration program. Remuneration is another word for reward. Okay? And that program would be set up on levels of, how would you put it?
The severity or seriousness of the crime.
Right. And there would be a monetary amount for each one. Up to the highest level would allow them to get more reward for their patrol shift than the lower levels. Okay? And the higher levels would be the high level felonies and the criminals, okay, that was. And they would get this if they stop a vehicle and they find, let's say, what would be a level one? This is the highest level. Or level five.
Yes, it's any violent felony. So assaults, violent felonies, burglaries, robberies, assaults, rapes, crimes against children. So those are level one, just violent, serious felonies. And then it kind of tapers down from there.
Yeah, these are the emails. I want to give you that so you can see what I'm talking about. When we talked about it, this is the December one. And Tate's already checked with the higher-ups down there, and they say it's perfectly legal that we could do this. And we would be, what it would bring to us is we would actually see more than just, and I've got the reports here, if you'll notice, Tate does a lot of stopping, but our other patrolman has a pattern. He does 4 traffic tickets, and now he's doing 1 traffic stop, and it could be for simple stuff, you know, like a headlight out or a taillight not working or plate not working. And those are things that really don't, I mean, they're a good traffic stop, but at the same time, we don't know what else he's looking into. I don't know how in-depth he's going into other than writing the ticket.
Yeah, but that's the scary part.
Well,
when they stop somebody.
It comes with the job, okay?
I know.
And without stopping anybody, we can't stop crime, okay? So this is an idea that Dennis and I and Tate have talked about for 4 months now. And it's the monies that we're going to use are basically the 413th, the money we get from the state, from the court system. And we would put it on as a subgroup to security with a limit of, I suggested $5,000, okay? They don't get $5,000. This would be an accumulative thing for the whole fiscal year. Once it's gone, then we could decide whether we want to re-input some more cash or what. But the limit is, if they're doing the small, and this came to on the April email that I sent them, the smaller levels, they would only get 1 reward per shift. And as you can see from my email, and I don't want this voted on tonight. I just want to bring this up so we can work on it before the end of the budget. They would only get 1 remuneration per shift unless they hit the top one. okay, then they would be able to do up to a total of $250 for that particular shift. But this will help a couple of ways. We'll get more traffic stops, I believe, and at the same time, it'll help Tate do recruitment for the city.
It makes sense.
Okay, because it's like anything else. Money talks, okay? Bullshit walks. But it's a thought. It's something that we've had him do the footwork with his superiors, and
yeah, as long as you can do it without any repercussions from.
Yeah, our legal team said it was. I think the big thing this helps. I'm a little different, but 99% of officers, if they see a car full of criminals drive by or grandma drive by with one headlight, they're going to pull grandma all over. Because there's no incentive.
Is that the truth?
There's no incentive.
They know we're going to try to flee.
Well, yeah, flee, or you're going to be on the news if you have to use force. And so they're always going to choose Granny with a headlight out. So hopefully this encourages them to not go after Granny and pull over the criminal-looking people.
Right. We're trying to do everything we can with security that we have, the budget we have for security. And the thing with this is, Tate will validate the program's reports, so, and the payments will go to the officer. They won't go through Derby City Protection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their money.
Their money.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, this is another means, and it's just like the old West. You know, you had the reward posters. You know, are you having problems with this?
No, I just if you're paying the officer directly, then it's potentially a different 1099.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah, right, right. They have to provide that information so we can write them a 1099 every year, at the end of the year. Yes.
I don't have any officers that potentially could be here that work for Derby City.
Yeah, less than five.
So
right.
A huge.
It's not. It's. I'm well aware of the tax stuff. I mean, basically.
That was going to be my question about what about tax.
Yeah, they would get the full amount, and it would be up to them to pay the tax on what amount they've gotten for the year, okay? But I wanted to bring this up to you so you all can think about it. I'd like to get this on the table now, okay? Because if we can make this decision for our budget year this year, then it's going to help us for the fiscal year 2026.
We're saving money on garbage, so.
Yeah, but I specifically want to try to use the 413, HB 413, because that's what it's for. It's for security improvements. And this, I think what might happen, if we start doing it, the word's going to get out.
The word always gets out.
Right.
You know, we only had to have three vehicles towed off the lot for not parking like they were supposed to over there, and that took care of that.
Right.
I mean, that took care of the problem.
And it, you know, everything is a, you know, this would be a first year program. So any problems that we find during this first year, we can correct along, you know, for future problems. Okay, but. Again, I wanted to bring this up, and also at the same time, I wanted to let you all know that his rates were going up, okay? And we did a calculation, and if he was the patrol every week, which you've seen that doesn't always happen, we're still below the $40,000 on his contract, if the rate it is. And by the way, we've got the lowest rates, according to him, that his contracts he's had. He wouldn't lie to us. And I'll tell you what, I've watched this guy since 2017, okay? And trust me, the first meeting he came to, his uniform was impressed. I was not impressed, okay? So Tate's come a long way. Yeah, he looked like just a regular beat cop that had just gotten out of bed, okay? So, anyhow, the band has really progressed. I mean, he's went from being whatever, he's now a detective, and I'm really impressed with what he's doing. I mean, he's even, how's it going with the helicopters? He's an observer.
Yeah, get a new one in 2 months.
Are you going to get?
Thank you for your tax dollars.
Are you?
$2 million.
Are you going to be a permanent? Have you gotten to be a permanent observer yet?
Yeah, I do it. I'm not going to be a full time pilot.
Well, oh, a pilot.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I don't.
That's what my dad did.
Really?
Marine Corps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a fun spot, but you'd be on late watch for 9 years, so.
Yeah.
I can't do late watch.
But you're gonna do some.
Yes, I do. Yes, I'm an air tactical flight officer, so I'm with the pilot. So he flies, and I run the camera and computer and spotlight.
Yeah, if you've seen Blue Thunder, he's Jeffco. Okay. I do know what Jeffco stands for now. So
you wear a lot of hats, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I cringe every time I want to have a meeting with him and Dennis, and I'm like, I wonder what he's up to now and if he can fit us in. So, but he always fits us in. We have a nice conversation, and we get a lot done. And he's really a valuable person as far as I'm concerned. I would never want to, at this point, lose his services. So.
Appreciate you all.
All right. Well, that's. Is there anything anybody want to ask Detective Maintenance Mason? Okay. If you have any questions,
or if there's anything you want us to focus on more, or just issues we're not aware of, just.
Does he have permission to go on your property and write out of state tags?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because.
I mean, I can't be everywhere at once, Chase.
Yeah.
Right. But that's one of the things that I do. I go around and I look for the out of state tags and I document when I first see them, and then after a couple of weeks, I document with a picture, and that way, if I don't see any movement at all, I'll let Tate know. Okay.
What I usually do is I go around, but see, I go around during the daytime,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them aren't there, but I take pictures, and then I send it to our management company and ask them to send a letter to the homeowner, to the person. But see, we don't have any way of knowing who the vehicle belongs to, so they have to try to figure out a way to do that.
Well, I can tell you who's got the California tag.
When you said you were having vehicles towed earlier, what was that for?
Oh, because they everybody that parks in front of a building has an assigned parking space, and they have a permit that hangs from their window, and some of them were just parking there without a permit.
Okay.
And I said, no, you can't do that, because we have women over there that work at the hospitals, and a lot of them get off way late at night, and they don't want to have to park down in the visitor lot and walk to their, nor should they,
mm-hmm.
And we did the assigned parking, and everybody has their own space, and they just need to park in it, and they didn't want to do it, so we, and we had it set up with a tow company, and not every tow company will tow off private property, but this one would, and they came and towed a couple of cars, and that was it.
Yeah.
Took care of it, But and also we look for inoperable vehicles. We have a couple of those over there now.
Yeah, you got that Mustang up there.
Oh, 20. I'm getting ready to send that picture in. Because it's terrible.
You can't drive it. The windshield's got all, it's smashed. But the drivers, they can't. It's virtually it's a 311 call.
That would have been like me coming home and my Kia after it was all beat up after that wreck.
So it's up there at the far end.
11921.
Yeah, And they apparently it's owned by the somebody living in 2-1.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out is who. I need to find out whose space is assigned to that number, and then get in touch with them.
Still got the plate on it?
I don't know.
I can run the VIN when I leave here. I'm going to look at another car.
It's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They towed it out the other day.
Oh, they towed it?
But I do have the plate number of the people that were there that were having it towed.
Okay.
So I'll email that to you because I want to see if it matches up with the address that you gave us before.
See, the only thing we don't allow them to do, we don't allow a neighbor to call the tow company. There are only three people that are allowed to call and have a vehicle towed.
Yeah.
And it's only the board members because we weren't going to have this
right.
People calling because they got mad at somebody looked
right.
at them the wrong way.
Do y'all use Tony's or do you use somebody else?
We use Tony's.
Okay.
Anything else for him so he can depart and Mr. DeWeese can depart that time? This time so we don't have anything else after I get done with this. Are you fine with this remuneration program?
I think so. If there was a written report, if there was anything written from the legal, I'd like to see it. But
it was Adrian Early. I can have her send me something.
I can give you my email.
Okay.
My card.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything offhand that would cause
I think it definitely is not a quota because they're not being forced to do it.
Yeah.
But I think if it's a quota, it's different. But.
But yes. I'll take a look at that.
I may have to copyright this one too.
Exactly.
I may have to copyright this idea. What's that?
Just tell them remuneration.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you all.
And y'all have a blessed evening and be safe out there.
See you later.
Thank you again. We'll see you. Mr. DeWeese will be here for the next 2 months, so he'll be here in May and June. Okay?
Come back, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you. Nice to meet you. Yeah, you
too. I'll do the contracting and let me ask. Let's just go ahead and vote. Okay. All those in favor of keeping, I'll make a motion that we keep Derby City Protection for our security.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? I'll send you the contract, updated contract. Okay. If there's anything we got to add to it, I'll copy you on it so that you can see it. Because all we do is change the dates on them, like we do. So.
What is a good time to call you during the day?
Never.
You know the best is to call and talk to my assistant, and then she will get you on my calendar.
Okay.
Yeah. She'll set it aside. It's on the calendar, then I'll make sure.
I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
I'll ask you.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all
have a blessed evening.
Bye.
Thank you.
Nice travel.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we're to the budgeting stuff, I believe. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see what we got here. Has the commissioner's got anything for new business or old business? Anything at all?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second.
We did the invoice thing. So
yeah.
We can do that.
Did I sign that thing? I don't know.
We're down to the replacement of the city's laptop.
Okay. We have the tariffs that are going to be on, you know, for the time being, they've been parlayed or delayed until sometime in July. What I got here? July 8th. And I wanted to know, I still have contact with the company that we did the first laptop with, but what I want to do was get a proposal, get an estimate from him for replacing her laptop. Do you have, you know, and I know you have a son that's in this, okay? So if you want to get a proposal from him, the thing that concerns me is I know these guys, and they give us, they build it from scratch. And we don't.
Instead of just buying a new hard drive, they build it from scratch?
We're not buying a new hard drive.
Oh.
Okay, because we're going to use the laptop she has for the speed signs.
Oh, okay.
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 That was the plan all the time.
All right.
Was rather than buying a laptop just for the speed signs, because we knew that the Windows 10 was going to be, you know, out of service. And the only thing that we need this for is to pull the reports off of it. We're not getting online or anything with it once we get the software downloaded. So it's just basically pulling the reports. So rather than, you know, buying a PC just for that, it was to wait till this one became, you know, not serviceable. And I talked to BC3, and they pretty much says you don't want to not do the upgrade.
Oh, no, you've got to do the upgrade.
Right. So that's the reason why right now we haven't, we've not used anything as far as the equipment. So I was thinking if we can get this PC before the tariffs jump in, because I don't know where he's getting the part. I don't know how many parts come from foreign states, okay? So my big thing was get this started before the end of June, and we can decide how quickly we want to do that, because it's going to have to be done anyhow. Whether we do it this fiscal year or next fiscal year, it doesn't really matter, okay? So, yeah, if you want to get a quote, because basically it's a 17-inch screen, right? It's the largest laptop.
No, no.
And then what do you need it to do? I mean, what do? You do your reports.
I need Word on it, Excel. And
Word
and
do you have your Excel?
No. Yeah, just the regular Microsoft and the okay. and the.
Yeah.
Basically, the reason why the other IT group can take the laptop and just download the programs and stuff that she has on it, because we're not gonna really need the programs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just download the programs and change it over to the new operating system. That's really all it amounts to.
Okay.
Okay. The big thing is it has to have the new operating system on it. Because the new operating system will work the software she's got.
Right, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. It's just a matter of transferring changing over her operating system, what it amounts to, but we want to have the Windows 10 operating system for what we need to do with the speed signs.
Well, he's got mine at home. I've got Windows 10, and then he got me the new one. And they're on two separate things. I have a little toggle switch. I just toggle over if I want a file off my old computer, and then...
No, all the files have got to be moved to the new hard drive.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it takes forever. It seems like to me now, with the speed of that new one compared to the Windows 10, it's like, come on. Told him the other day, this is worse than dial-up.
Well, it's best why don't you just transfer all your files over. You could get one of these portable SSD hard drives, terabytes, from Costco, and basically transfer all your files onto it.
I probably could, but I don't know. All right, I'll ask him.
Okay.
You know, and may I give him your number if he needs to talk to you?
Sure, but he can talk to me, but my limitation is I just need a PC where I can transfer one bunch of files off one onto the new one. That's about it, okay? Because BC3 actually controls her backups, okay? And part of our services is that every day it backs it up, or every week, okay? And then once a quarter it does a check on the backup to validate that it's actually synced in with her computer. Okay. In other words, they checked to make sure that the files that she had were backed up.
I've got what's it called? Something Armor. I can't remember. But boy, they do a good job of backing up stuff. And I mean, nothing gets through. I get so many messages about malware that they have stopped.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Replacement of the city laptop. Bike the beat. Cancer.
They're still coming, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's still coming. But I was wondering, had anybody worked on anything? If not, then we'll just move along to the next item. Anybody got ideas on what we could do other than blow up balloons? Okay. They aren't going to be in the city long enough to do anything. And they've got refreshment stops in their bike route. So, yeah. I just keep bringing it up just to remind people, okay? Budget, here's the budget, proposed budget for 2026, fiscal year 2026. Okay? And looks like we're doing a fine job on our current budget. So I didn't see anything where we were having problems. Did anybody notice anything that looked outrageously wrong?
No, but I'm glad we didn't have to spend that whole $40,000 on snow removal.
Yeah, well, I'm happy that we're going to pretty much maintain where we're at on the sanitation. But that's not here nor there. But I think, you know, just looking at all this, I don't see anything that really needs adjustments. I just want to keep bringing this up in case. The only thing that will be added if we decide to go with it will be that remuneration program, which would be another line. It would be a line under security, okay?
Okay.
Be a subtitle. And those funds, they would come out of, they're not really budgeted in here, okay? Because right now what Dan has done, he's been debiting the security with the amount of funds. We actually haven't used all the funds that we've gotten over the years for our 413. And the last check we got was a couple of weeks ago. It was almost just short of $1,200. So we're getting about, it goes into the security. We can only, it doesn't go into the general funds. It has to be right. So it could be for security equipment, safety equipment, that sort of stuff. So with Dan's,
we have the money available to us.
Yeah. We get it every quarter.
Okay. We get it every quarter.
And it's allowed to build up.
Right. Yeah, if we can get more criminals, then we can build up the friggin' damn money.
Well,
come back
to. You made that resolution. You shot yourself in the foot.
So anyhow. That's where we're planning on the HB 413. We get once a quarter, and we just got the one for the first quarter of for January, February, March in the last week, and it was close to $1,200.
Well, that's good.
Okay, but Dan's just been putting it in. When what he does is he puts it into the security account, which brings down the cost we're paying on our Derby City, but it doesn't show.
The actual money, does it go into an interest-bearing account, or does it?
No, it just goes into the account, and it just basically, like with the security, instead of we got just short of $1,200. Just say we got $1,200, okay? So Derby City's bill was $2,300. all he did was, when you see the, you'll see the detailed report, and it'll show the amount for the 413 in the debit column and the credit column, or however, whichever, the expense for Derby City will be on the same, in the same category, okay? And when you look over to the total, it'll subtract that out, okay? But we still have 413 money, even though it's being applied differently, okay? It's, rather than setting up a separate account, he just uses it so that we have, you know, the expenses.
Well, we know,
paid.
I know Rhodes funds have to be in a separate account. So.
Yeah. Your restricted fund does, but they don't require that with the 413. They just require it. It once I get this contract then assigned in June, I will send a copy of that contract to Frankfurt to a certain person, so that we continue to get the 413 money.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's for any city that. That has a police force or a security contract gets a divvy out of the funds that they collect at the courthouse.
Okay. Well,
all over Kentucky. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how they figure it up. Okay. The road fund, we're still growing, and I'm watching the asphalt.
I've been watching it as well.
I mean, you know, I'm not talking just the streets. I've been watching how much it's costing for asphalt, too.
Yeah.
Okay? And I do know we're going to have to definitely, if we don't do it this year, we're definitely going to have to do it next year. And the reason why, again, we haven't gotten the prices of fuel or the oil down yet. But as soon as that starts coming down, the asphalt prices will start coming down. And we've been lucky. We hit Middlesex repaving the last month before it started going up. So it's like a, you know, it's like playing the stock market, you know. You try to hit.
But I mean, it's really bad. It's bad. And I don't want to... I mean, they're going to come in and tear up the whole thing, so and
right.
Start from scratch, you know.
As long as there's no big check holes, we're good, okay?
What worries me are the speed bumps. I mean, they are just really chopped all to pieces. And that's because, you know, if we can do the gradient ones where they've got the apron on them, then that'll stop that. They won't be.
Well, see what they did when they put those speed bumps in?
Yeah.
They didn't key them.
Yeah.
Okay? Because... back before we did Bay Run, the winter before Bay Run, the snowplow people actually took half of one of the speed bumps out right there by Bay Garden. That speed bump that's right there by Bay Garden, they took half of that out with the snowplow because they did not key them in. So that doesn't happen when we put the new ones in; they get keyed in. So, yeah. It's just a matter of time. If they pop loose, which again, the speed humps, they're the old speed humps anyhow, okay? And it doesn't really matter. I mean, when you hit, it's not like they've got a big chunk this high. I mean, it's just a little part that's there. A car can take that. And these people need to slow the hell down.
Yeah, they need to slow down. I agree with that. But, you know, I just...
I know.
It's going to have to be done. And, you know, you've got to watch the weather.
Right.
You know, you've got to...
Right.
You can't be doing it in the wintertime.
All right. Anything else need to be looked at on the worksheet before we move along? The road fund stuff's on the back, okay? That's not required to have a budget, but we do it anyhow. And that amount, you know, I keep it up to date basically every month, just like I do the other side. You know, when I put the number in for where we're at on the annual budget, okay? Like this month I entered the 25, 245, 01.
Mm-hmm.
It calculated all the other numbers. so that that bottom number matches what's on the banking on the budget worksheet. So that balance, I'm so nitpick when it's a penny off. I'm like, damn, where'd my penny go? So we figure it out. A lot of times it's me looking at a 6 and thinking it's an 8. Okay, mm-hmm. So. All right, if nothing else, let's move along. The Walk of Ambassadors, right, still nothing. You know, everybody wants something, but they're not willing to participate. Monthly checks.
Channel 3 a month.
3, okay. All right, anything in other that you all can think needs to be talked about in old business? If not, we can move along to new business. Okay, we're moving along to new business. New business, commissioner's input, anything y'all want to talk about? Okay, well then we'll talk about the yard sale. Okay, I put this on here because last fall a couple of walkers were walking past when I was working in the driveway doing something, and they're like, how come we ain't having the yard sale? I'm like, nobody wants to participate. Well, we got our stuff already. So after them telling me that, I called Dennis so we could go over to the friggin' dang storage unit to get a couple of signs. Okay? Just because it was the weekend before Coldstream. So I think it was like Wednesday or something. So we put the signs up. All right? But even then, I keep track of this stuff because when we have the yard sales, I want to see how many's actually doing this, because we were really putting the yard signs out religiously every year, and the amount of participation kept going down and down and down and down and down. Last spring, it was only 7 properties.
Well, I think a lot of people too are. You know, they're downsizing. They don't want to grab something and bring it back in.
You're right. You know? So, I want to know if we want to continue being, you know, at least putting one. I would agree to putting one side out at the Westport Road and one up at the Ludenberg Coldstream side and at the Bristol Bay entrance and the Oakhurst entrance, because that's the only 4 entrances we have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 4 signs. It's not a big deal. Okay, it's just that it's just depressing when you do that, because we were putting them throughout the city. I'm putting them at the intersection of Northumberland, Ludenberg, and Middlesex and Northumberland, and at the intersection of Ludenberg and Bay Run, and
yeah,
and Northumberland and Bay Run. I'm putting that about 10 signs, and then only getting 7 people to do anything, and they were usually on the same street.
Yeah, probably just do them at the main entrances, and that would be enough. You know, people see them, they're going to participate.
Right. So I can put it on the website so that they can see it. And May's third weekend, because we do them the third weekend, is the 17th of May. And I'm going to report at the May 20th how many people actually did the yard sale.
Okay.
So May 17th for the spring. Okay. And again, this is one last try. Okay. And September's would be September 20th. That's the third Saturday in September.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens this year. I put them at those 4 locations. Okay? Okay. Anything else we want to say about the yard sale? Other than I'll post it on the website. Okay. All right, tax mailings. Mayor Louisville's moved out. Graphic Village is who bought them, and they shut the place down.
in the first, the last part of December, right before Christmas. So, Kim, who worked over at Mail Louisville, who I worked with, she gave me the names of two companies. And I also still have the information for Crystal's company. So I wanted to bring this up because I wanted you all to either decide that we're going to have a company do it or we're going to do it ourselves. There's 676 envelopes, and what I want to do, what I didn't know about until I talked to Kim after our last mailing, was that they can actually print property tax invoice enclosed, or tax invoice enclosed, something on the envelope.
Mm-hmm. That tells you, don't throw this in the garbage.
Yeah, to get their attention, okay? So that's one of the things, one of the reasons why I'm against doing the stuff in ourselves. Plus, in some cases, we can get their bulk rate, or they can give us a discount for the bulk rate. So I would like the permission of the commission to approach these three companies on giving us a quote for doing the same services at Mail Louisville.
Is Pioneer one of the companies?
I don't remember.
That's the one I used to work for.
I don't know. I got the email from Kim, and okay. I've looked at it once. Okay. But I do know one thing. They're all on the other side of town.
Oh, yeah. That's why I quit working for them.
Yeah. So
I moved out over.
Right.
Off of Preston Highway.
So I would like to get the quote, and also would like to get whoever we decide to go with is going to have to. I would prefer not have to deliver these freaking damn bills, but I would like to have some arrangement with them. But anyhow, I just want the commission's approval to approach a mailing vendor and get quotes. And if you can give me the contact for the Pioneer, if I don't have it, I'll be more than happy to get theirs too. All I know is, like I said, when Kim told me they were moving out because I had talked to her about something, and she says, oh no, we're closing down. So, that one shut down. She sent me an email back. I looked, there was names on it, and that's the last thing I've done.
What is Graphic's name? Graphic
Village? Graphic Village.
Thank you.
They're out of Cincinnati.
It would be nice if we could find somebody local.
I know. Well, these other ones are local. They're just on the other side of town. Yeah. So, everybody okay with me doing that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. JCLCC, which is our cable, we get revenue from them, plus we pay them a 15% pass. Anyhow, there are agreement people for these, for Comcast. Well, there's another company that is now asked for the franchise, and it's Luminous Fiber of Kentucky. It's another franchise coming in here with broadband fiber, okay? And I got notified by JCLCC that they're approaching these small cities directly. They want to have the opportunity to do the negotiations for a similar contract like we've got right now with Comcast. So I haven't, as far as I know, I haven't seen any mailing from this LUMOS fiber, and they're saying they're contacting people directly, wanting them to sign contracts directly with them versus going through this association. I would prefer to let the JCLCC people, they're supposedly going to get us a sample or a copy of the contract they're proposing to them here in the next couple of weeks. But they said that they would like us to hold off until they present their contract with that company. But if you'll notice on our budget, that's the line I will cable Kentucky revenue cabinet that we get paid from the cabinet because they collect the fees from the cable company, okay? And JCLCTT is the ones that negotiated that agreement. So I would prefer to do it because I don't want to catch all, okay? If we get something from Loomis, then I'll have, once I have the stuff from JCLCC, I'll have Rob, with your all's permission, evaluate both of them to give us an idea which way we should go. Okay?
Okay.
Other than that, I have nothing else. So with that, we'll go to the road or go to the commissioner's reports. So road commissioner, the Bell, want
to
be first?
And I have to, I don't know the exact date, but I, because I left my notes at home. But anyway, I had two things. One was the email that I received from Mo Better about the invoice not being paid. Two invoices. And number one, I thought they had been paid because I had forwarded them. I don't know what happened exactly, but then we received another email just the other day from them again about the bill had not been paid and they want to know the payment. But anyway, that was my report, but I failed to jump in when you talked about new business. Can I back up a second?
Sure, go ahead.
What I would like to do next month is I would like for us to review the bids that we got for snow removal and really start thinking about who are we going to get, because these, if we switch, and I really think we need to switch, because this, and I know we had 13 inches of snow and then we had another bad snow, but I don't like the way things are.
Well, we did give them an agreement for 3 years.
And see, this is why I'm opposed to giving them anybody an agreement for 3 years. I think that's ridiculous because, you know, but if they fail to do their...
Right, we can...
What they contracted to do, and I believe they fail miserably this year, because even to the extent of not having the equipment or the manpower to do what he said he could do, you know. But anyway, I would like for us to start taking a look at some of the contracts rather than waiting until October to do it.
Okay.
You know, that was just the only other thing.
Well, if you want, whatever you want to do, Commissioner Bedell, I mean, it's your ball of wacky, okay? If you want to get as started on it, we can put it on the agenda for next month.
I want us to get started.
Right.
Not necessarily next month, but I'm just saying before.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that all these companies can provide what they say they can provide, and they can't provide it if they try to pick us up at the last minute.
Right.
You know, so I just wanted to.
Okay.
But
that's
anyway,
fine.
That was my report, is that was the only thing I had, was the emails that I tried to.
Right. Well, here's just to let you know, we hit Mr. DeWeese's payment for last month's services returned today.
It had been mailed to him.
It had been mailed to him, but it came to us. Okay? And I took it upon myself, just so you are aware of what's going on, to contact Independence Bank and find out what the problem is. Well, that issuing of checks, when Dan orders a check to be issued out, they don't do the issuing. It's coming out of bill pay out of Oklahoma City at the third person. But that's okay, because it's just like the lockbox. We had problems with the lockbox. And when we decided to cancel it, I let Tracy down there know what the problem, what we suspected might be going on. Okay, we couldn't prove it, but we were concerned. So that's the reason why I went to Independence Bank, because if they're, you know, paying these people to provide this service and there's an issue, okay, they need to know about it. So that's, we've started that process because it is an issue, and I think I figured out what the problem is. When they pay the check, you know, the little squiggly boxes that are in the, they got all the, for those digital optics now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They got one for the address to go to, and they got one from. And the one that's from is larger than the one to go to. So my suspect, and I can't prove it, but I suspect that the optics from LSPS is picking up on the bigger one versus the smaller one. Okay?
But that needs to be resolved, because you've got to pay your vendors.
Right. But if we know we're paying them, we just don't know, you know, when Dan processes it, it takes like 3 to 5 days before it's mailed. And in this case, Derby City, that's what generated. Derby City sent an email for the same reason, and we got Rob's back. Okay? That's what keyed me to call down to Independence. You know, we know when Dan puts the date on the detail, what date it was posted, okay? Which means, in my case, if I was doing it, my assumption is that Dan's posting it and ordering it on the same period of time. Why would he post something and then wait around and not in? And he confirmed that the checks did get, he got numbers for the checks that, because he can check the system.
I know I've probably asked this before, but tell me exactly, Craig. You go to the post office and you got a bill for Mr. DeWeese. What happens next? What's the next thing that happens?
I hold on to that invoice.
Okay, you get the invoice.
And I gather them all together, and then I put them all on the April expense report.
But when do you send them to Dan?
Tonight at the meeting.
Yeah. See, we have to sign off on them.
No, I'm talking about the ones that we sign off on are the ones that have already been paid.
No.
No, that's when they go to Dan tonight. Or he gets it the same time you all do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
we don't pay. The only bills that we pay in advance are the ones that are on the credit card. The one for the...
Okay.
But the bill, when they send us a bill, it's annotated on the cover sheet. If it's SCC, it's been paid.
Well, see, that's why I couldn't understand about that one invoice at $60.35, because I saw $1,800 on a couple of the cover sheets, and I'm like, why hasn't that been paid? And then I got really confused when Dan said that he combined two invoices on one check.
Did we ever have a month with two invoices from that? I don't remember.
I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. And that was one of the reasons why I asked about having the invoice number. Do you all put the invoice number on the check? It should be on the check.
Yeah.
I don't know how he reorders them, how the way he's got the address for the vendor.
I know, but what I'm saying, when you're getting... Like VC3, their bill is usually 700 and something every month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, how do you know if you don't have an invoice number on that bill, on that invoice, if you don't have the invoice number?
That one's paid by ACH.
Okay.
Well, Dan gets a copy of the invoices just like you do. So when he orders a check, maybe he puts the invoice number on there. I don't know.
I didn't pay no attention to it.
I don't know.
I mean, when we got the return check today, all I did was scan the envelope so that they could see how it was mailed, because I didn't want it to do, you know, there's private information on the inside, okay? I just wanted to make sure that they were seeing how the envelope looked, because that's the problem. It's not that the checks aren't getting mailed. The problem is how is USPS Opticals dealing with this?
I see what you're saying on that, but I just feel like if I pay my light bill, if I still paid in my check, I'd always put the invoice number on.
Right.
You know, that to me, that
or account number.
Yeah.
It makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
And
Well, anyhow.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay. Moving right along. Commissioner Resendez.
So, on March 30th, I visited.
Can you speak up? The old man down here.
On March 30th, I visited the email from Harold with a attached invoice for the work completed on the city's green space and island for the month of March. I drove around the city the past few weeks and did not find any problems that need attention. The down tree on the Lunenburg Drive property, which I reported last month, has been cleared. It was just clear about a month, 30 days ago. That's it.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Metcalf.
Commissioner's report for 415.5. Drove city in various towns, conducted radio checks at the last city meeting using channel 2. We'll conduct radio checks tonight using channel 3. Monitored CLWH radio during tornado warning on 4325. Mayor Stone and I went to post office each Friday. On 4425, Mayor Stone attended a meeting with Derby City Protection. And on 411, I issued parking permits to 12101 Bay Room Drive.
Okay, thank you.
Will we need parking permits for Derby Day?
In general, they don't really
right
side. Right. Because the whole neighborhood's full.
Yeah, we fill up our court.
You fill up the court and they don't show up on Derby Day until 10 p.m. So.
We're gone that day.
The drunks need to get ticketed anyhow. So.
I think y'all need to have another street.
Yeah, we do,
don't we? Is there anything else before I ask to hear a motion to adjourn?
Do you have a mayor's report?
No.
Thank you.
I've done all the talking I need to do today. Okay.
Most very productive meeting.
It was a very good productive meeting. You can see how much paperwork we got. Anyhow. All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. It is 9:02.